So this morning it's my privilege to welcome Yanku Annandale, one of our sons of Bloemfontein, and he's from Holy Spirit Fire Ministries. Got that right, Yanku? And please come to the front. I'd like to pray for you. He's going to bring us the word this morning. Father, what a privilege it is to have your sons and daughters stand up for you, Lord, and boldly declare your truth and your heart. We bless Yanku this morning with your word and with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me here. I just want to say thank you for letting me bring the word of God to you today. My name is Yanku and I'm from Bloemfontein, but we are traveling all over the world and working for the Lord now. But just first of all, I just want to thank Marius and the leaders of this house for letting me speak here. And thank you for giving me the opportunity. I do not take it up lightly. You know, I speak to thousands. Other times I speak to one-on-one too. So it does not matter the crowd. It's just about obedience towards God. So I do not take it up lightly this morning. Thank you very much, first of all. So, before I start, I would just like to tell you guys a bit more of myself real quickly, and then we can get right into the word if it's fine with you guys. So, yeah, well, so first of all, I am from Bloemfontein, but I wasn't always working for the Lord. Actually, I was for 10 years addicted to drugs in the city, and from the age of 13 years old, I was addicted. And I became addicted, and then it got really worse as I grew up. And then eventually I became most wanted by the Italian mafia in the city, and they've placed like millions of my life, and they wanted to take me and my whole family out. And while I was like on a run from them, I kept on crying out to God, and I was still addicted at that time, so I didn't know God. I knew about Him, I knew about Jesus, but I didn't have a relationship with Him. Obviously, so I started crying out to God, and I really asked Him, Lord, please come and save me. Please just come and help me, because I cannot even help myself. And so this one time I was sitting in prison in Parkwag, and there was this millions of money, this big amount of my life. And I sat there, and they kept sending in these gangsters, and they grabbed me there, and they said, tonight is your night. And I knew that I was wanted, and because the Italian mafia got me in the casino one night, and they told me that we are coming for you, because I busted one of their cook houses where they cook drugs, because the police caught me with a gun. So I had to give some stuff out to be released out of prison. So eventually the guy that I gave it up to, he was linked with the Italian mafia, this policeman, and he told them that I am busy like snitching on them, I'm busy threatening their business and stuff like that. So these guys got me in the casino, and they told me that the Italians is coming for you. My brother was with me, and first I thought this is a fantasy. I didn't know this stuff is real, but until I got myself into the situation, and then I saw everything was actually real. And so I sat in prison that one night, and they told me that this is your night. They even grabbed me, the 26s, 7s and 8s, it's a gang, prison gang, and I thought this is my night. I was still high, I was like away for 3 to 4 days. I sat there and I cried out to God. I started crying out, and they were doing drugs around me in this prison cell. And I was paranoid. My heart beat it out of my chest. I'm telling you guys, it was so real. I thought, this is the day I'm going to die, and I'm going to go to hell forever and ever and ever, because I'm not right with God. I know about Him, but I don't have a relationship with Him. I'm still high. I'm still on drugs. I still have all this stuff, but guys, this is so real. And I started to cry out to God. These people were doing drugs around me, crystal meth, and I don't know what else. And this drugs that they do, it keeps you awake for days, and it's just so evil. So I started to cry out to God, and suddenly the Holy Spirit entered the room, entered the prison cell. And like I said, I wasn't a born-again Christian. I was still addicted and in the world. And eventually, I started crying out, and eventually the Holy Spirit came into the room, And he started to make them asleep around me. They were snoring, not like an hour, half an hour after I started praying. They were snoring around me, and I really, really encountered the love of Christ inside of that prison cell. And I even made him a promise, Lord, save me and I will work for you. And well, the next day came and I got out of prison supernaturally. I was like arrested 3 times, but not one time in court. I don't know, every time supernaturally somebody come and get me out, some of the police officers or whatever say, no, I'm just going now, I'm fine. Or, it's just the Lord. So, and then the Lord took me to America, and eventually these people, they just left. I don't know, it happened supernaturally because they was threatening my family and everyone. They really wanted to kill us. They was about to kill us, and it was going on for like a year or so, even longer. But yeah, the Lord just came and he saved us, and yeah, he just gave me the Holy Spirit and power. And now we are going and we are preaching the gospel, seeing thousands saved, seeing blind eyes open, seeing things that just he can do. So yeah, that's just a little bit of myself, but I'm not here to talk about myself. I'm here to glorify Jesus this morning. I just wanted you to know that I really had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, and he changed my life forever. My life will never be the same again. So, first of all, I just quickly want to talk about the love of God, and then we're going to jump straight into the Word. So, do you know that every time I think about God, I'm like, God, what are we to you? Because he created the universe. He spoke the universe into existence. He owns everything, but still his desire this morning is to be with me and you, and to have fellowship and friendship with us. And you know that some people usually come with this question, how does God loves us, but he sends some of us to hell? And it's easy, the answer is easy, because you see, we were already on our way to hell, but then John 3:16 says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So, God is love, and you know that he gave, and love is action. But yeah, it's just so amazing that God wants to be with us. He wants to have fellowship with us. And we are talking about the God of the universe, the creator. He wants to be with me and you, and he wants to live in us, and he wants to give us life and life in abundance, because the word says that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. So Jesus is life himself, and there's no other way to life eternal but by Jesus. So it's just amazing that our God loves us so much that he really gave, and he gave everything that he could for us to have eternal life. And this is just so serious, and it's just amazing that he came to set the captives free. He came to free us, because we were already on our way to hell. But then he said, no, I love them. Let me send my Son. And if you go to the book of Genesis, that where it says that let us make mankind in our image, he spoke to Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So Jesus were even there before the foundations of the world. Jesus were already there, because God said in Genesis, let us make mankind in our image. So Jesus left heaven to come and die on a gruesome cross for us, for our sins, to free us. And now the least we can do is just lay ourselves down and live for Jesus, because everything we can see around us in this physical realm is going to pass away. But life and eternal life in heaven can never pass away. So I just want to encourage you guys this morning to set your eyes on things above and not on things of this world and on earth. So, yeah. Yeah, guys, we are on the streets every day, almost every day, and we are preaching the word of God, and we are just really working for God, but it's not about us. I'm just so driven by this life that God gave me. Like, if you guys think of it, there's eternal life laying in front of us, and we've got to choose to follow Jesus or this world. But you know that people are dying and perishing out there every day. People are dying and perishing, and we don't have time anymore to sit back and to relax. And I'm just sharing my heart this morning with you. Really, I'm just the son of the Most High God, like you guys are sons and daughters. But yeah, I'm just sharing my heart with you guys this morning. So I won't be too long, first of all, but thank you for giving me the opportunity. Okay, so I believe in the person of the Holy Spirit, and that is what I want to share with you this morning. that one encounter with the Holy Spirit will change your life forever, forever. You will never be the same. I mean, the desires of the flesh and of this world is strong, but you know that the Holy Spirit came to take that desires away and to give us power to say no to the things of this world. And you know that without the Holy Spirit, it's impossible to live for Jesus, because the Holy Spirit is the one that makes Jesus real. The Holy Spirit is even the one that rose Jesus from the dead. And the Holy Spirit has been there since the beginning. And like, without the Holy Spirit, guys, we can do nothing. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. And I want to read for us out of the Word of God, Matthew 28. And we're going to read a couple of scriptures, and then we will just join them together by the power of the Holy Spirit. So Matthew 28 from verse 18. Okay. So it says there, and this is Jesus speaking. It says, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. So Jesus is commissioning us as his believers here to go out and to preach his gospel and to make disciples of all the nations, and to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And this great commission is for every single one of us. And all of us have a mission field, whether it's at your work or wherever you are. We can all just be witnesses for Jesus. And I just want to encourage you guys to witness to the people around you. You know, Jesus says in the Word that if you are ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of you on that day. So it means that if we are not talking, if we are not speaking up and speak about Jesus, if we are ashamed of him, he will be ashamed of us. And the least that we can do back for Jesus and for the people is to tell people about Jesus and to bring them to the way, to the truth, and to the life, and that is Jesus. And you see, love is an action, and if we truly love one another and our brothers out there, we will speak up and tell them that, listen, this is the way, you are on the wrong way. You know that I can see in this land, South Africa, most of the people, they know about Jesus, they know about him, but they don't have a relationship with him, and they don't know the Holy Spirit. And that's our biggest problem in South Africa right now. And you know that if we can just open up our mouths and speak and lead the people to the way, and that is Jesus, our land will really become better, because we've got one enemy, and it's not the EFF, or it's not the blacks, or it's not the whites, or it's not anything, it's the devil. We've got one enemy, and he's the main agenda behind every single thing that's going on in this world. So yeah, and then I'm going to go to Acts chapter 1 verse 8. It says there that, actually 1 verse 8, it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So you see, when we receive the Holy Spirit, we get the power to go and to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. And you see that people are tired of messages and hearing the Word. They've heard all the sermons and stuff. They want to see, they want to encounter God. And I pray today that you will encounter God in a way that you have never encountered him before. And guys, this is so serious. We are talking about eternal life for us and for the people out there. This life is nothing but a vapor, the Bible says, that appears and then disappears. And we have to come to a place where we set our eyes on things above, and where we truly run our race with everything within us, because so many people don't know what eternity is. Eternity is forever. There's not even time bound to eternity, because it's never ending. It's everlasting, and we only got this one life. The Bible says that what is life? Nothing but a vapor that appears and then disappears. And then the Bible also says that it's appointed for man once to die, and then comes judgment. So we just have this one life, and if we are dead, we're going to stand before God, and we're going to have to give him an account of what did we do with our lives. You see, Jesus came to the world to save us, and because the Bible says that we've been saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, in him alone, and not through works, so that no man can boast. So the gift of salvation is free. Jesus paid the price for us. But now Jesus wants to fill us with his Holy Spirit. He wants to empower us to go out and to make disciples of all the nations and to bring them to Jesus. So I just want to encourage you today to go out there and be witnesses, and the Holy Spirit is going to give you the power to do this, but there's no more time to play around and to hang around, because we don't want any of their blood on our hands. If we know that somebody is doing something that's wrong and we don't tell them, hey, come to Jesus, this is not right, and it's hard sometimes. It's very hard. People don't like to hear that they are not right or on the wrong path. But we have to do it, because we're going to stand before God, and we're going to have to give an account of what did we do. Every time he asked us to do something, and you know that the Bible also says, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his own soul? So we can have the whole world, but we can not know Jesus, and then we're going to be in hell forever and ever and ever. And the Bible also says that let us store up for us treasures in heaven and not on earth. So I just want to encourage you guys today to lay everything down for Jesus. I don't say give everything away you have. I'm just asking you, please, just be obedient every time. And it's not that hard. Sometimes it is, but for the flesh. But the Holy Spirit will give you the power to say yes to Jesus every time. And you see, 2 Corinthians 3:17 says that now the Lord is Spirit. And wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And you know that the Holy Spirit doesn't have a body. And why? Because he want to live in yours. He want to live in my body. You see, Jesus went to be with the Father to prepare a place for us. And he is at the right hand of the Father right now. So Jesus is not on the earth. And Jesus and the Father is in heaven. But he left us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit wants to live in our bodies. He wants to perform miracles, signs and wonders. Luke 4:18, Jesus says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor, to set the captives free, and to heal the sick, and to open the eyes of the blind people. And so the Holy Spirit wants to live in you, and to host the Holy Spirit, to have the Holy Spirit in you. The Bible says there are two things that we must do. We must be born again, and what it means to be born again is it means that you must believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died on the cross for your sins, and that he rose again from the dead. And then the second one, the Bible says to be born again is we must repent of our sins. We must change. We must turn away from sins like lying, stealing, all the things of this world. Then you are born again. If you truly repent and believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died on the cross, and you repent from your sins, turn away from it and sin no more. Obviously, all of us are still falling short of the glory of God. We're still going to sin, but we cannot sin and know that it's wrong. We cannot smoke or defeat our bodies or have sex before marriage or whatever it is and do it every day and ask the Lord for forgiveness. Then we haven't come to repentance. But sorry, I'm just quickly explaining to you. So the Bible says for us to receive the Holy Spirit, to receive this power, there's two things. We must be born again. And then secondly, the Bible says that we must ask with our own mouths. The Bible says, ask with your own mouths. And then John said that, I'm baptizing you in water, but the one coming after me, the one whose sandals are not worthy to tie, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, with power. And Jesus is the one that is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit and fire. And he wants to baptize you. He wants to give you the power if you are not already been baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire. Jesus wants to do it, but he wants you to ask him. He wants you to ask him. And then also in Acts 2:38, Peter replied there and he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So I'm just reading to you what the Bible says, and usually every time I read this, it just brings a revelation to me. Every time I baptize somebody physically in water, their lives will never be the same. Really, I can just admit it today. There's so many people that got baptized in water, and before we baptize, we ask Jesus, please come. and baptized this person in the Holy Spirit and fire, and people's lives are being transformed and changed. And the real thing is, we don't just want to preach the word and tell people about Jesus. We want to, but we want to see a change. We want to see a changed life. We want to see transformation, and only the Holy Spirit can bring that. So, I don't know, maybe you're sitting here this morning and you have never had an encounter with God or with the Holy Spirit. Today is your day, and I can do nothing myself, but I can just ask my Father who has done so many things in my life, and I've seen blind eyes open. Just yesterday at Hoffman Square, somebody received their sight again, and it's supernatural. Don't ask me how do I do it, because I can do nothing. I'm just asking the Lord, please, in the mighty name of Jesus, open his eyes. And then usually he opens it, but sometimes we pray and nothing happens, and I cannot explain it. I don't know, I'm not God, but I know that he listens to the prayer of a righteous man. So if you go to Luke 3 verse 16, it says there, and I've just mentioned that verse, it says that John answered them, I baptize you with water, but the one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And then in John 14, Jesus says that if you ask him anything, if you ask anything in his name, he will do it. I'm going to read it fast. John 14 from verse 12. It says that, very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. So whatever you have this morning, whatever you have, if you are weary, if you are burdened, Jesus say, come to me, and I will take all your worries on me. And I can see that there's some of you that are not really serious with God, and I just want to tell you that it might be your last chance with God today. And I'm coming here with love today, because you see, tomorrow is not promised. The Bible says that now, this is the day of your salvation, because tomorrow is not promised. And I truly care about you and for you, because I don't want you to be not right with God. And God is here today, and he's knocking on the door of your heart. The Bible says that Jesus is standing and he's knocking at the door of your heart. And if any man hears and opens the door, and he will come in, and he will be with you. Now, my friend, you maybe have never truly given your life to Jesus. I don't know. But I can just sense that it's maybe one or two of you that are not right with God. And I'm not here to tell you you're bad. I'm not here to tell you anything. But Jesus loves you, and he cares for you, and he wants your whole heart. He wants to come into your life, and he wants to take control of your entire life. He wants to bless you, and he wants to give you life eternal. Because he is the only one that can give you life. You see, the Bible says that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came to give life and life eternal. So maybe you are sitting here and you are not right with God this morning, and I want to pray with you this morning. And like I said, I'm just going to keep it short. I believe that God really wanted to speak to one or two of you, maybe all of you this morning. And I'm just a servant of God. I'm just this child. I'm not here standing and thinking anything of me. I'm the least of all of you. I've sinned. I've done bad things. But God took me and he changed me. And I can just testify this morning of his goodness, of his power. I've seen things that I cannot believe, but I've seen it. How God works and how he moves, how he transforms lives, and how he is just good. So maybe you are sitting here and you have been backslidden. Maybe you've lived for God for a long time, and you've just backslidden, you became lukewarm. The Bible says in Revelation 3 verse 16, how I wish you were hot or cold, but because you are lukewarm, I'm about to vomit you, spit you out, the other translations say, out of my mouth. Now my friend, this is very serious, because you see, God doesn't want us to be lukewarm. He wants us to burn. He wants us to go out and to burn for him. If Jesus and the gospel is not on your lips out there, I doubt if you are believing in Christ. I don't know. Because the Bible says that what the heart is full of, the mouth overflows of. So maybe you are sitting here and you have backslidden and you became lukewarm. Or maybe you've never known Christ as your Savior, and maybe you want to invite him in this morning. I want to pray with you. And then secondly, we can pray. We're going to pray for the Holy Spirit just to come and supernaturally fill us again and refill us and relight our fires in us so that we can go out and be witnesses to the people out there. And it's a supernatural natural work, guys. Sometimes I don't know how I'm going to help this guy or how is it going to work or how is it going to happen, but I just pray and the Holy Spirit does it supernaturally. It's supernatural. Your mind will not understand some things. You see, I don't understand all the things that's written in this Bible, and the Bible doesn't even say you must understand everything. There's some stuff I don't understand, but I choose to believe all of it. And Billy Graham said that, I think he said that, and that guy spoke to like 210 million people. He led millions to Christ, and even he didn't understand all the things in this Bible. But we choose from this day, and every day I choose to believe every word in this book. Even though I don't understand everything, I choose to believe it. So maybe you are sitting here and you have backslidden. You don't know God personally as your Lord and Savior, because church cannot get you into heaven. A quick prayer in the morning cannot get you into heaven. And I'm just through and I'm just sharing my heart here with you today. And so maybe you're sitting here and you don't know God. You don't have Him. You don't know Jesus. You don't have Him in your heart. You don't live for Him with all your heart or like you should. I want to pray with you this morning, and we're going to believe that the Lord will come and do a supernatural work in your heart. And I pray that you will encounter God in your dreams, that He will give you visions, and you know that we've been bought by the precious blood of Jesus, and we've been bought at a very, very high price. It cost Jesus His life. The least we can do is go out there and just obey Him. Even if it cost us our lives, we're going to live in anyway forever, because the Bible says, for us to live is Christ and to die is gain. So I just want to encourage you, if you are sitting here and you don't know Jesus, maybe you have backslidden, and you see Jesus says that if you are ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of you. And you can feel the Holy Spirit is knocking on your heart now. You can feel that the Holy Spirit is telling you that you've been backslidden, and you maybe want to give your life again to Jesus. You want to recommit your life to Jesus. I want to pray with you. If it's you, I want you to stick your hand in the air, and I'm going to pray with you. And we're just going to trust the Lord to come and have His will. Amen. Thank you, brother. So I'm just going to pray, and you can just pray with me. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. So you can just pray after me. I'm going to lead you. But please pray out of your heart and mean it. And just know that Jesus is listening to you. He sees you. He knows everything you've been through. He knows everything you're still going to go through. And He's waiting for you with arms wide open. He wants to forgive you of all your sins. The Bible says that He will remember your sins no more. And He will wash you. He will separate your sins as far as the east is from the west. So I want you to please lift your hand up high. Show Jesus you are not ashamed of Him. And pray with me, please. This is very serious. This is not a joke. It might be your very last chance. Please pray with me. Say, Jesus. Please pray loud and clear. Say, Jesus. I believe that you are the Son of God. That you died on the cross for my sins. Jesus. I'm a sinner. I've sinned against you. Please, come and forgive me now. Wash me in your blood, Jesus. Jesus, save me now. I repent of my sins, Jesus. Please come and live in me. I open the door for you. Come and have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you to every one of you that just prayed with me. I believe according to the Bible, if you repent of your sins and you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that He died on the cross for your sins, you are born again. So you are now born again. You are ready to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will take away the desires of this world. He will take out this filth. He will give you the power to say no for the things of this world. And He will give you a hunger for the Bible. And it's so important to have the Holy Spirit, guys. We need the Holy Spirit. people forsake the Holy Spirit. We need Him. He's the one that gives us the power. He's God with us. Like I said earlier, God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son is in heaven right now. Jesus is preparing a place for us. He said, I'm preparing a place for you, but He's going to come back to get us. But now we've got the Holy Spirit, and He doesn't have a body. He wanna lives in your body, and He wants to come in. And we're going to pray in just a second, and we're going to ask Him to come, because you qualify now to receive the Holy Spirit. So I just want to congratulate you and thank you for coming back to Christ today. It might be your last chance that you had, but you can go to bed tonight. And you can be sure that if you die, you're going to be with Jesus. It's a supernatural work. Don't listen to your mind. Your mind will try to deceive you. Your mind will come against you. It's in your heart that you believe. So please just know that you're right with God now. Go and sin no more. Those stuff that you did, do it no more. But if you do sin, Jesus is waiting for you. He wants to forgive you. But you cannot plan to go and sin. You cannot do stuff that you know is not right to do. But if you fall, Jesus will forgive you. He wants to forgive you. But please, be serious with God from this day on. And make sure to live for Him every day. You guys got an awesome church here. So I just want to encourage you to spend every day time with Jesus. Read the Bible and pray, and just get quiet before God every day, and just give your whole life to Him every day. It's an awesome thing to do, to live for God with all your heart. So yeah, okay. So if you are ready and you want to receive the Holy Spirit and power, I want to pray with you, and God is going to come and touch you, and the Holy Spirit is going to enter you, and He's going to give you power to say no to the things of this world, and He's just going to fill you. Please, if you have prayed that prayer just now with me, I want you to pray with me. This prayer, and we're going to just ask Jesus to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, and He's going to come in and He's going to do it supernatural. You might not experience something now, but you will experience it in the name of Jesus. God is not a man that He should lie. He's God, and if He says we can ask anything, He means anything. And how much more does He not want to give us the Holy Spirit? And He says that we will go out and do greater things than He did Himself, raise the dead, heal the sick, and all of that. And you will qualify to do that, not because of who you are, but because of who is living in you. And that's the Holy Spirit that's going to come into your life today. Okay, so I hope that you are ready. So we can just pray. Please pray with me. I'm just going to lead you, but pray out of your heart and just mean it. And ask Jesus to come and do it. Maybe you've never asked Him before for the Holy Spirit. And please just be serious. This is so serious. This is not a joke. This is nothing to laugh about or to joke about. This is so serious. Please, guys. So we can just pray. Say, God, thank you for saving me. Jesus, I ask you now, in the name Holy Spirit, please come and fill me now. Jesus, please baptize me now with the Holy Spirit and fire. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So I just quickly want to close off with a prayer, and I thank you for just listening to me. This day I was just sharing my heart with you. I'm still learning. I'm still learning, guys. So, but by the grace of God, we can just work for Him, and we can just be fools for God. We don't care what anyone says, think, or what they do. We just care what Jesus says and what He thinks, because we're going to stand alone before Him one day, and He's going to ask, what did we do? He's not going to ask how much money you had, how famous you were, or what did you do. He's going to ask, what did you do with the life I gave you? And we all live for those words, good and faithful servant, come and enter your rest. We just want to hear those words. So if we can just close our eyes. Heavenly Father, God of the impossible, Waymaker, miracle working God, Father God, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ this morning. Lord, I pray that you will please watch over every single one of these precious souls, Father. Thank you for bringing them here, and thank you for touching their hearts this morning, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here, and thank you that you have filled every single one in this room, and thank you that you truly care for us, and that you truly want to be with us, and that you want to have intimacy, friendship with us, Father God. Father, I pray that you will please lead every single one in this room, Lord, as they go out here, that you'll please just lead them and guide them and lend them your ways and your will, Holy Spirit. Thank you that you are a friend. Thank you, Father God, that you call us your friends. You call us your masterpiece, Lord. And thank you that you gave us the opportunity just to recommit our lives to you today. And we just bring all glory and honor to you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you thought so much of us, that you paid the highest price for us to be free and to walk in freedom. We praise you, and I pray that you will speak to every heart and that you will change every life from this day on. And thank you that you already did the work that is supernatural, Lord. We praise you and we honor you, and I plead the blood of Jesus Christ out over every single one right here now, and I speak life out over you, and I declare that you shall live and not die in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind everything, every curse, every spell, every authority of the devil and every demonic force that's coming against you and that's been placed against you. The mighty name of Jesus Christ, I bind you and I speak life out over every single one here. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Thank you so much, guys. Yeah, like I said, I'm still learning, but by God's grace, you can just work for him and be obedient to him, because he is the beginning and the end. Thank you so much.